message.
We got an intro, don't you know? Here we go. Ready for the episode. We're hitting you every week. We told you we would. And we're back with another episode. See you in a little
bit. Who has notifications on TikTok?
Talk to you later.
Bye. I fucking hate my life.
You are the champion.
Dude, we are the champion.
I didn't do shit. What? Dude, didn't
dude, you're the shit. Fucking coach, bro. Give me some. No. Okay. Right. There you go.
Hey, if you like flag football and tournaments.
You say fag football?
Hey, was there a gay team out there?
There probably was.
They were wearing pink. Did you see that? Okay. We had a good weekend, guys. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we did, man. We had a good weekend in D-Town, which is Dallas, if y'all didn't know.
Technically Arlington, but still.
Yeah, whatever.
So anyway, well, there's a lot less shooting, I guess you could say. A hell of a lot of construction, though, on the roads.
True that.
Every fucking... where
especially
you
by our hotel.
Motel. Let us tell you, we went out of town to a flag football tournament that one of your hosts here is a member, and I'm a coach.
Yes. Coach of the year.
Carried the bags.
Coach of the year.
Hey, you won.
Hey.
5-0, and they are the champions, hey, my friend.
Hey, you jerked us all off once.
They're... By talking shit and saying how great you are, yeah, I totally did. I'm not pausing, so I don't care. But hey, 5-0, they're the champs. They got a big ass ring. I didn't get shit because they only allowed 10, but still, I'm not bitter. I didn't play, I didn't do nothing. I'm all good. But that was funny. There was a team that was wearing all pink. Y'all didn't wear exactly matching uniforms. Y'all just had like a gray shirt on and basically random bullshit on. What do you know?
Sure.
But there was a team that was wearing all pink, and one of the guys, he had to have been gay. He was a black dude, but every time we saw him walking around, he was like he was talking shit under his breath, but he was just like the way he was carrying himself and his hands up. I was like, oh, this is a fucking gay team. This is gonna be an all gay team.
Well, you know, just like the NFL, there's probably multiple gay people.
I like that people say that. Out. There's never been a gay person in pro sports is like that you know of. I mean, there were some ones that came out that were butch as fuck looking, like, damn, he's gay. But it's just funny that the way he was walking around freaked me out at first. I'm like, dude, this guy's gotta be gay. But then when he talked, he's just kind of like, hey, what's up? And I was like, yeah, he's carrying himself gay, but he looks gay. if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a fucking chicken. You never know. But the cool thing was, we got to go to Cowboys Stadium, AT&T Stadium.
Yep, I've been there multiple times. This is my first time. First time for everything.
Yeah, I got my cherry popped.
You got to play on the field, man. It's pretty
on
awesome.
The field, I was on the sideline as a coach, and security guard came up to me. I guess I should have been insulted. He's like, you need to go take a seat. And I could have said, well, I'm a player. And he probably would have laughed. But still, I'd been like, dude, there's some fat people out there
playing. Okay, a little background story on why he's talking about this. He's fat as fuck.
Not that. I'm fat. Not fat as fuck. I'm a big guy. But there were some big guys out there playing.
No, there was, man. I'm telling you, there was.
But it was just funny that he came up to me because I was sitting there. There was another player sitting there, too. Well, I was just looking at my phone because y'all were throwing the ball around getting warmed up.
Well, it didn't help matters that you were wearing, like, cargo
coach's
shorts
uniform.
And a fucking fishing shirt.
Yeah.
a button-up fishing shirt.
I said, dude, these are my warm-ups. What are you talking about?
Yeah, man, this is our uniform. Babe.
Next time, I'm going to have a hat, I'm going to have a visor, and I'm going to have a whistle, and a, please help me out, a board thing, clipboard.
Clipboard.
And I'm going to walk around like, come on, guys, let's go. He said,
buy you a visor, dude.
That's what I just said. He said, you need to take a seat up there. I said, oh, I'm actually a team's coach. He's like, which, a coach? Well, I don't see nothing on it that says coach. I was like, I didn't know I had to say anything. I didn't know I had to have anything that said coach. And he said, all right, well, if I don't see you coaching, you're going to head up there. I was like, okay. So I walked around and talked to everybody that was on the team and clapped every time they were playing and made it look like I was telling them to come in and out. When they're switching players, because you had 10 players. I did good at that.
And you did a good job.
Fist bumped.
You did a good job faking it till you making it, dude.
Then y'all won.
Hey, next year, our next tournament, we get all fishing shirts and we call ourselves the Cummins Seamen.
So anyways, the first team you beat, they look like a professional fucking football team. You beat them 19-6. I'm trying to remember
which team we're talking about here. We played six.
The dude, he was like Lamar Jackson, that dude that had the bandana on, kept running down the field and dropping his elbow when people go for the flags.
Was that the blue and orange, blue and yellow?
The first team you played in the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, daddy, help me.
Big old black dude.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah,
he dropped his elbow on one of the players.
That's the team that was sitting next to us on the sideline when we're all done. They're all talking like, "I mean, we should beat them."
Yeah.
And they lost all three games.
They lost
that first day, the first hour or whatever.
And then the second team you played, they were sitting there. I could hear them talking shit about.
We get underestimated, dude.
They always said, "Oh man, we got these guys.
We're a bunch of old white dudes, man." But we're
fucking. You got a few black dudes on there.
We had two. One
two
half.
College prospects.
Actually, one black and two halfies.
This is America, dude. Gotta be woke.
When I say that, I'm being with all due respect. Her dad was probably white.
Or vice versa. Hey, we don't know.
Her dad was white.
Talk to you later. So anyway, no, I've seen the other way or two.
I'm kidding.
We don't know. We're not geneticists. We don't know.
No, man, we had a really good team, though. I'm glad we played really well.
Then we celebrated at Hooters.
Twice.
The night before we were pre-celebration.
Yeah, the pre-celebration. Pre-com. We yeah.
Man, why does it always end up with cum with you?
Hey, well, come and see me.
See you later. but the best thing about Hooters was the Daytona.
Daytona Beach Wings. That's your first time.
Fucking first good, time. Dude.
I warned him about it.
It's good. I wanted to slap somebody that were so good.
I bet you there's a knockoff recipe we can use for that sauce. Well,
yeah, but you can order that sauce online. Because they sell the original sauce in Walmart, but I can't
find it. Can you really?
I've seen it in Walmart before, but I never think to look. I should have thought, I'm going to look tomorrow. They might actually have some.
I know they have the original sauce, which I didn't like the original sauce.
I don't know what it tastes like. It's like a mild, I'm sure. Like a wing stop or a buffalo, like mild wing. But they batter those, fry them, and then toss them in sauce.
In what?
We got the naked ones, naked which was just regular.
Naked ones way better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the second night, I drank a little too much beer, I think. And I ate me a big old hamburger. That shit was good, though. It was like grilled onions, barbecue sauce. Whew. It was good. I went home, or we went to the hotel, and I went right to sleep. I said, fuck this shit.
Yeah, dude, we were fucking so tired.
Because, okay, go over the day. We got to the stadium around 6:15. We go inside, obviously, you know, warming up, getting ready. There's some little teams playing, like, you know, teenagers and some, like, kids were playing, which is stupid because we're on the visiting side or the home side, and I was just standing in the middle, and some lady asked me to move, and I'm like, bitch, the whole right side is open. You can go watch them.
Yeah.
I was just barely. I thought she was joking. That's why I looked back. And I was like, huh. And then she just kept. I was like, okay, whatever. Then I walked down to the field, looked back, and I think she was like, respect. And but you get there, you play your first game around 7:30, about 7:25, I think is what time it was, because you just like, boom, all right, let's go, guys. Gets close to 8. Well, y'all won 19-6, and then next thing you know, we find out later in the tournament. When people were still playing, oh, we're not playing until 10. I'm like, it was 8 fucking clock.
Well, shit, they didn't even have the regular bracket ready when you walked in there.
Yeah, I still don't understand what was going on.
They were like, and they finally did, like, they were like, all right, guys, we got 20 minutes for playing down here. I'm like, fuck, okay, cool. And when we finally played, I was like, okay, we'll have like maybe an hour break at the most and play again for the championship. Nope, 2 hours.
2 hours, but you were ready.
We were fucking, I mean, I'm glad I got the rest. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, probably a good thing in the long run.
Yeah.
But they had maybe 45 minutes rest because they played maybe around that team that you played the second time, maybe around 8:45. I remember they were still playing. So they probably had about an hour break. Mm-hmm. So they were still a little fresh, but they were a little too big headed because they had that one. They had one player that was fast as hell, Chris. Chris ran back there and sacked him twice. I know his ass was pissed because he was fast.
He catches me after the game and said, hey, man, you're messing with my mojo, man. You're pulling my plays. I'm like, sorry, I got magnets in my hands, bruh. Sorry, bruh. I know. I played out of my mind that game. I'm not going to lie. I didn't miss a play. I usually miss, like, a couple. But that game.
Well, I think if I get in good enough shape for cardio-wise, I'm pretty good. I can break some ankles. I was pretty good. I can go back there and I can stay low to the ground. I don't care how fast they are. I'll go back and grab the flag. I'll get my ass right off the field. Like, two sacks. We're good, bro. Because that's about all I
did. How much do you weigh, dude?
I don't know now. I have to weigh
myself. Are you under three, though, right now?
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, I would say no.
If you get down to a solid 290
for sure.
I say 275.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
I like a
250.
Hey, even 250. 250, like a solid 250, you'd be set, dude.
Oh, I know. I was in good shape at one time. I wished I could maybe just ran every fucking day or jog, did something, but.
Hey, big dick bike club.
I could serve. Well, actually, I was in good shape for a long time when I worked nights at a store, and I just. All I did was come home, go sleep, I didn't eat much, and then go up and work, maybe eat once that night, and then go home, eat something, breakfast, and go right back to sleep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude,
that's a good way to lose weight.
When I worked in Bush's Warehouse, man, I lost like 30 pounds, dude.
Yeah, because you're constantly moving.
Dude, it sucked. And like, that's right before I got married, actually. And yeah.
Or you got with the company we're with now.
Dude, the wonderful company we're with now that tries to fuck us every week.
I wouldn't say that. Hand job. Try to make us give other people hand jobs. I'm like, hey, I'm not into that. And I'm like, hey. Sorry, bro. Them's the rules.
After I'm done, I'm like Crispin Glover in Hot with Time Machine.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
You know what I'm talking about?
He just chunks all the tip. He's like, I got it. And he just starts chunking all the fucking...
He asks for the tip.
He's like, hey, favorite part is when they're waiting on that arm to get cut off because they're like, ah, it's coming. It's coming. But what else we got, bro? We got the weekend over with and we come back and check on Twitter and... You have a little bit of a spat with Mr. Bomani Jones over some bullshit. What's going on, man?
No, I may have come off a little wrong, but you know,
no,
I don't.
You're never wrong. Okay. First of all,
I don't agree with half the shit he says. Some of the stuff, okay, he's right.
First of all, was he a player?
No, okay. Nothing.
I couldn't remember.
I think he's a baseball fan, I believe, but. He never played. I mean, he might have played high school ball and all that stuff.
College, maybe.
Anyway, he says something about the Atlanta Braves having a feather on their throwback uniform.
I like those uniforms too.
Like, I understand people are upset about being Indians. I'm like, man, it's just a uniform. Like, honestly,
no.
They're already doing it with all these brands and stuff, taking African American faces and people off. Bottles and all that stuff. If you take this away, the Native Americans, they've gotten upset. I watched a video. Like, they're upset about the Washington football team. Change their name.
Because
the word Redskin, it's a defamatory.
Damn it, you fucked me up.
I did too.
Defamatory.
Defamatory name for Native American. But it still made you remember and made you think about
them. It always made. When I first heard it, I didn't know that it meant that. I just thought it was. I thought it was kind of like a pigskin.
Exactly. And like, when I heard the word Indian, like Cleveland Indians or just the Caddo Indians, like, I didn't know Indian was just, like, wasn't a correct term either. Because when Columbus came here.
It's not even a derogatory term, though.
No, it's not. But when Columbus came here, he thought he had India. That's
yeah,
why
no.
he called them Indians.
Why don't they call it the Washington Native Americans? That sounds like shit. How about the Washington, just call them the Braves?
No, I can't say Braves either.
Why?
That's what I was talking about. That's what me and Bomani got into it about.
I thought it was because of the feather, not the brave. A brave.
Atlanta Braves.
It's not nothing derogatory. What's wrong with a brave? That's what they called each other.
That's their mascot. It's like the Indian axe and a feather.
So fucking stupid to get pissed off about.
Trust me, no. All I said was, somebody said something to him like, hey man, you don't need to talk about this. There's so much more important stuff going on. And he said, Bomani Jones said, hey, I cover sports, bud. And I said, and I meant this, like, I said, LOL, not really. You had the worst takes in TV /radio. You know, because, like, I meant to say not really because, like, your sports take sucks kind of thing. And that's what he took it like, right? Well, he popped off saying something about, yeah, and that's why she doesn't let you use a remote control. To change the channel.
Oh, he said that to you?
Yeah.
He's a bitch, I'm single.
I said, bitch, I'm single. I mean, better yet, I don't even watch your fucking show. I just listen to you on the fucking radio or Twitter. Anyways, people jump my ass for that. And then he fucking blocked me. I'm like, Really?
Yeah, that's a bitch. That's the bitch move.
I'm like, you can sit there and talk shit to people online, all this crap, and then somebody says something to you and you block them, like.
That's the bitch move.
Whatever, dude. I mean, I guess I could block him. Or honestly,
no, that's
I guess,
bitches do.
I guess I don't have to follow him either. But he's a good dude, I guess.
No, he's not.
He's alright. I just don't agree with half the stuff he says.
He's a piece of shit.
Which, I mean, hell, you don't agree with half shit I say.
I don't agree with what you're saying now, but I like it.
You know what?
But then, Mr. Shenanigan Sharp's always talking shit.
Oh, yeah, him and
Shannon
yeah.
Sharp is the worst about. First off, Skip, you know, big ass fucking
Skip.
Come on now. Sound like he eating something all the fucking time.
He looks like the Denver Broncos mascot.
He's a big motherfucker though.
Yeah, he's got a good mouth. Good player, like, honestly, player. A big.
He's what did he do on Twitter again? I forgot. He was talking shit to somebody.
He said he was on TV on the show talking about some quote that Kevin Durant said.
Oh yeah, but guess
what?
Kevin Durant
didn't say
it to Rappaport. We were talking about last week.
Oh, this is something else. This is something totally
different. I know, but he was talking shit about Rappaport. That's why Kevin Durant's mostly in the news the next couple of weeks, whatever.
Well, there was a comment that I don't know where it came from. Kevin Durant didn't say it, but talking about how Kevin Durant thinks he's better than LeBron James when he beat him 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were basically like, if LeBron James is the best in the world and I beat him 2 years in a row, what does that make me?
Mm-hmm.
That was the quote. He never said that. I don't know where the fuck that came from. But Shannon Sharp got on TV talking shit about it. Talking shit to Kevin Durant about it. I didn't watch the segment. I just saw the aftermath of what Kevin Durant said. Anyways, well, he got on there saying, hey, man, if you want to come on the show, we can talk about it. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth on social media. Like, I'm going to be an adult. Like, dude, you're sitting there talking shit on TV. A lie on TV.
Really? You talk shit on fucking Twitter all the time, motherfucker.
Like, what's the difference if it's on TV or social media? It's all social media. All of it.
Exactly.
All your videos wind up on social media.
Fucking idiot.
You can't even admit that you're wrong about this quote.
And what else did he say after
then,
that?
And then he said, have a great day, Kevin Durant. Have a blessed one or something. Stay safe. And then he fucking blocked him. Kevin Durant fucking posted that shit. He said, and people say I'm soft. That's what he said.
Fucking sharp.
He got called out and he fucking won't even admit he was fucking wrong.
Sharp. Bomani Sharp. Let's call him that.
Bomani Sharp.
Fucking dumb motherfuckers.
It's crazy.
All of them. Even Skip Bayless. He gets him on the last fucker. He's a puss too.
He does, man.
He can be right about something. Somebody black or Mexican or whoever just says, no, man, you don't want to know nothing about this. Blah, blah, blah. You're right. I'm wrong. It's like, no, just hold your point. Don't be scared because of something like that. It's like we've always said, I hate everybody equally. You black, white, mixed, I don't give a shit. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole.
Yeah,
if I'm right about something and I believe my heart I'm right and then you tell me I'm wrong, that's what I'll say I'm wrong when I'm wrong. But 9 times out of 10, you can't change my opinion when it's something that's factual. It's just stupid all these motherfuckers getting mad about shit in Minnesota. I'm sorry the guy's dead, but he should not have broke the law. The lady even admitted, I accidentally shot him. She's going to get in trouble for it.
Oh.
The guy broke the fucking law. He was already doing something he shouldn't have been doing.
What was he doing?
He got pulled over for a traffic stop, and then he had a warrant. Well, he tried to escape. She was going for her taser, accidentally shot him. He was dead. But whose fault is that? Had he not ran and just stayed there, he'd still be alive. Now, it is her fault, too. She should. I still don't understand why they don't have rubber bullets. I get it. You're going to need the real bullets eventually. Have a clip in there that's all rubber bullets. Either way, if they're shooting at you, knock them down, then you can put a real one in and kill them if they need to. Rubber bullets will knock the fucking shit out of you, make you fucking sore, sit there, gives you enough time to, don't make me shoot you again. You know, that kind of shit. But to instantly kill somebody, they should be like, why are we killing people?
I know you're talking about now. I didn't read or find out about why he got pulled over.
I want to say he had a taillight out or something. It was a traffic stop is all it said.
Why was there multiple people there for a traffic stop?
No, they always have two to a car now, I think, or something. I don't know. Or they had to call in backup because they found out, when they pulled him over, he's got a warrant. Usually when they have a warrant, means they have to call for backup because I think it was for something that was violent or whatever. But his dumbass, whatever. It's just annoying. And then they're going to throw a big-ass fucking riot and steal shit again. It's like, go through there and just shoot these people. I don't know. just go through there and shoot a couple of these motherfuckers and arrest them. I guarantee you, they won't be. The ones doing it don't deserve to be out there in public anyways. It's fucking Minnesota. What the fuck are you doing up there? Tearing shit up again. It's been a fucking year. Get over it, little bitches. Quit crying.
Yeah. She says she accidentally grabbed her gun instead of her taser.
Yeah, and shot. And when she shot, it was instant. And that's why she only got shot once. She goes, oh my God, I think I shot him.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Okay.
But as much as it's her fault, it's his fault too. He should not have put them in that situation. Sorry.
That is true. But people were saying that, oh, she's been in law enforcement for 20 years. She should know the difference between
a taser handle
or a pistol handle.
Supposedly they're around the same, and she was in a hurry and
got scared. I've never seen a taser handle, but I know a gun. Obviously, a gun's heavier than a taser.
Yeah. These are newer ones too. Could be heavier. I don't fucking know. But an adrenaline rush and you're going to grab something because something like that happens.
But why don't you grab that though?
Huh?
So I'm saying, why don't you grab that? Did she see somebody with a gun in the car?
No, she was trying to tase him because he was getting back in his car to escape. She was close enough to, hey, stop what you're doing, I'm going to tase you kind of thing. I think she grabbed her gun by mistake.
Why not? That is what happened. She grabbed
her gun. Why not? I'm saying whether she was in a hurry and instead of taking her time. They don't want you to take off because then you can speed down the road and run over and kill somebody. Now, I'd rather them done that and been like, okay, it was justified. We had to shoot him then because he ran over somebody. But either, I'm sorry, it's his fault too. When the cops, whether you're right or wrong, and you can say it's about, oh, somebody black got shot again. It's like, well, I'm sorry, but if you get pulled over, yet there's a, what is it called when, whatever it was called, it used to be, profile. When you profile somebody, 9 times out of 10, if you're
that's
doing something wrong,
you'd be like, man, that motherfucker likes to eat.
Thank you. But 9 times out of 10, when you're getting pulled over, they're going to find something if you're guilty. And unfortunately, a lot of times they're black. And it's not being racist, because a lot of people do drugs because they quit school because that's what they grew up doing. Or robbing or stealing or something. It's not because you're black. That 9 times out of 10, when they pull someone over and they did something wrong, they were black. So they have to be a little jumpy. A lot of the times when they're pulling over someone white, unless they look fishy, they're going to assume he's not going to do anything wrong. And sometimes they get fucked on that because they'll turn around and end up getting shot. You don't know. So I think it should just be an all-around, hey, we're pulling you over. You need to come out. We're going to have a gun drawn. We're going to put it away. Sit back here, talk to us. And we're going to have to put you in handcuffs, which is a lot of times what they do as for safety for them. And then they want to sit there and throw a fit. I'm not getting cuffs. And they start arguing and fighting. Don't do that. Do not argue. Do not. I've been pulled over multiple times. Trust me, I'm just as scared. I don't care what they say because I don't know what I did. I got pulled over going to work one morning. It was like 3:50 in the morning. I got pulled over and he said, I fit a profile. Somebody had just robbed something and it was supposedly at the time I was driving a Jeep. Supposedly, it was a Jeep, I think he said. He said, well, your car fits the description and the profile of the suspect. He said, what I'm going to need you to do now is turn your car off. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. He said, put your hands up where I see him. Okay. And then he looked in and looked around. Of course, my car was messy, so I felt bad.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
And then I said, can I reach for my insurance? It's in my glove box. And I put my hand up and I dropped it. I got to pick it up.
Oh,
I take it up. And then here you go. And then 2 minutes later, he comes back and goes, all right, sir, you can go. We just got a call about something. Right, have a good day. And then got in and burned off and went somewhere else. I was like, that was a fucking wake-up call right there. Got up and left. And, of course, I was with a buddy of ours one time out front of his house. I had a hoodie on. It was a dark hoodie.
Dude.
A cop car comes by. And I was in the car. To be fair, it was Dylan. His car had shitty heat, so I had to leave my fucking hoodie on. And I got out, and he came to the car with a brown bag, but it was just some whiskey or something in it. And he handed it to me, showed it to me, and then got it to the trunk right when the car came by. He puts the brown bag in the trunk, shuts it, looks, and sits down, looks at me, and I look at him because I look up, and we both see he was underage at the time. I was of age to drink. He looks at me, and then we both look up. The car kind of slowly goes by, and then keeps driving. And he's like, I said, maybe we should go inside and just wait an hour or so. But we didn't. We get in, we pull out, and we see him drive down the road a little bit, So we take a left, go, and then we just see the lights kind of turn around. I was like, oh, shit. So we take a right, and we would have been about 2 miles outside of the town we were in. And he's hauling ass, and he finally sees the lights come up. So he's like, shit. So he slows down to about normal speed, and then light, and then, you know.
Why are y'all hauling ass for in the first place?
We knew they were coming because he was underage. He was thinking we were going to get in trouble. But
so I'll get to that.
So, yeah, so we get pulled over. Yes. The guy comes up to us and says, hey, how you doing? Well, good. What's up? He goes, well, we pulled you over. Looked a little suspicious, so we need to talk to you. So he pulls him out and goes and talks to him in the back of the seat. And mm-hmm. he comes back. He goes, sir, I need you to come out. I need your driver's license. Whether that's the law or not, I didn't give a shit. I was like, yes, sir, here you go. He goes, what are y'all doing now? I'm just going to a friend's house. Oh, what's going on here? Is it nothing? Just got some beer. I needed a ride to go get some beer, and he was dropping me off. I had something of his at my house. I gave it to him. He goes, he's old enough to buy. Obviously, I'm not. I was just giving him a ride. And then he's like, so here, he's not old enough. And it was his license. I go, well, that's mine. That his is this one. He goes, oh. Hands it to me. Do I have your permission to search your vehicle? Instantly pops a trunk, looks in there, and finds whiskey or whatever. I think it was whiskey or rum.
You don't have to.
And then the beer. We were nice. And then Dylan's car was fucking messier than mine. He's digging through the back seat.
Oh, you and Dylan?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then finally he goes, all right, well, he said, that is yours? I go, yes, it's mine. He was just dropping me off. My car was in the shop.
No. Bottle?
It was sealed. Nothing was open. It was a brand new case. And he goes, no. I was just dropping him off, I swear. And he just needed a ride. I just blah, blah, blah. And he's, all right, well, you have a good night. And drove
that
off.
Was that truthful or not?
Yeah. We were going to go drink. I was like 23 years
old. You drove off his house and come back in later?
No, we went to the friend's house out in the woods. And get drunk by the fire, and that night
I got a gun. I got a gun pulled on me once by a cop. Two of them.
Oh,
I'll tell you in a minute.
No, I didn't. I don't think I did. But go ahead. But we got there, drunk our ass off. I had to go work that next morning. We'll just take a break. We'll come back with more cop stories.
Bad boys. What you know about that? Bad
cops
you
too.
Know how I feel.
No,
Black Hawks 4.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Anyways, talking about cops.
What happened to white cops?
Well, Jeremy had his turn. That was mine. Mm-hmm. I was working for Pepsi. I was a merchandiser also as well. Was it Pepsi or was it? Anyways, I was working for a vendor company. And I got pulled over. I was speeding, obviously, by a state trooper and his partner.
Was he a gay partner or just his partner?
I don't know. Probably domestic partnership.
Okay.
Anyways. Open the glove box, get my insurance card. All right. And I left, opened the glove box, and I left it open because I got to put it back in there, right? I was like, I ain't going to close it, whatever. Get it to him. Motherfucker, maybe get out. Maybe get out and stand at the back. Well, the wind was blowing that day. My windows were down. And my glove box was open. And I had shit in there. And the wind was blowing shit out of my car into the field where I parked. I walked over there to fucking grab it, to put it back in the car, to close the glove box, and they got all pissy, pulled the gun out, said, don't you go to your car! Don't you go to your car! Stop right there! I'm like, dude, my shit's flowing everywhere, dude. They didn't give a fuck, dude. They didn't give a fuck. I'm like, man, I'm just kidding. I don't own a weapon. I got a knife, and I lose it about once a week, dude. I'm not gonna do anything, bro.
You shouldn't even said knife. They're like, he's got a knife!
He's got a knife! Man, obviously I didn't get a warning, but they fucking hated me after that.
Oh, yeah. No, you should sit still like you're frozen. Cause they
scared them to death. But after that, I couldn't even go get my shit. I was like, they told me to stand still, like, whatever, dude.
So what happened?
I got a ticket.
I know, but what happened after that? Like, would they go back through and say, this is why you're getting a ticket? What was it for?
Oh, I was speeding. Definitely speeding on the back road between Van and 110.
Mm-hmm.
That 110 road?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I was.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking bastards, dude. Yeah, they got me.
And then the surprise going to Sulphur Springs. Go ahead and tell us that. You're on through Lindell.
Oh, no.
You had your old truck.
Oh, is that whenever they had a warrant?
Oh,
I forgot. Yeah. I was driving to work, whatever. There's a speed trap. You know what I'm talking about, right there in between downtown. And he got me, pulled me over, and he said, sir, do you know you got a warrant out for your arrest? I was like, what the fuck for? Anyways, I got a ticket a while back for, was it, I think it was registration, my registration being out. And I got the registration fixed, but I forgot to go to court to get it taken care of. And that's what the ticket was for. It was like $200-something. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck. Well, I'm glad that guy pulled me over because he gave me the opportunity to pay it over the phone right then and there, which I did. But, yeah, I got lucky that day. That would have sucked.
I'm always afraid of that. Get pulled over and saying there's a warrant or something for me, because I'd always be afraid, like, did I do something I don't remember? Because I've been pranked before. Someone said, a state trooper came up here looking for you, said they had a warrant for your arrest. I'm like, what? It's an April Fool's, you know, or something like that. I'm like, but for whatever reason, whenever I'm pulled over, if I'm pulled over, the first thing I was like, is there something I did I don't remember? Or is there something, anything? You
well,
never
when, Harold was still, well, I mean, not Harold, Harvey. When Harvey was working for us, his name's Harvey. I had the DPS issue a warrant at my work for me.
Wow.
For some ticket, but it was some stupid ticket, you know? One ticket, I got a ticket in Dallas from the red light camera. Mm-hmm. And they come out, I think it was that one. I forgot, I got it in the mail, I didn't think nothing of it. I didn't mean to open
it. How much was it?
Fuck, I can't remember, it's been years ago. But I think it was for that ticket. They sent a fucking somebody to my work to arrest me. And Harold said, "Hey, they said you take care of it." He said, "Because if you were here right now, they'd have to arrest you." I'm like, fuck. And that's bullshit, getting arrested for a red light ticket.
I got one going through the great city of Marshall.
There's work?
I had to go up there to run.
Does their cameras work?
Yeah. I ran up there to do something on my day off, no less. Every time I've gotten some ticket on my day off. Yeah. But I was trying to get out, and the light just turned yellow. So I ran through the light, and I guess it clicked red because there was a camera or a video you could watch online. And my wife went through because I said, it came in like 3 weeks later. She's like, you got a ticket for running red light? And I'm like, what? There ain't no way. That damn thing was yellow. Well, sure enough, look at the camera. You see the video. There was a picture of me, too. It turned red, and 2 seconds later, I go through it. And I'm like, man, I remember it being yellow, but
you're
whatever.
You're probably eating something.
Nah, here we go.
You should video.
Two things, all right? Pizza and a hot dog. I call it a potza.
Anyways, and Tyler, there's cameras everywhere.
They supposedly don't work no more.
They never have. Not for tickets, anyway. Hmm. They're just for, like, capturing wrecks and stuff.
Oh, okay.
If they have to. But, yeah, I don't think they'll ever do it here.
Yeah. And supposedly, they're not going to be doing that anymore anyways. If somebody found out stated that it was unconstitutional or some bullshit, I'm like, hey, I'll go with you. But sometimes you forget. I understand if it's 10 seconds after the light and you're running it, which I've seen people do early in the morning. I'm getting ready to take a left. It just turns green. I see a car still coming. I just sit there because, you know, right through the fucking light. And I'm like, thanks, asshole. Because you can tell they weren't fucking paying attention. They're like, we're going to get some more. I always pay attention to them fucking lights. If I come up on a light and it's green, I'm still hauling ass. I'm like, oof. I start slowing down because instantly I know it's going to turn yellow and stop. Unless I'm already up to it, then I'm like, fuck it. I can run through the yellow.
Right. Yeah, dude. That shit pissed me off, dude.
But most cops are good. There's some fucking assholes out there. I'll just say that.
Assholes that want to be a cop for the reason they want to fucking be
an asshole to you.
Be in power.
Mm-hmm.
And have something over you.
That's why there's
and that's the cop. And that's the cops you gotta be afraid of.
That's why there's supposed to be like a mental evaluation and everything. And it should knock those people out. But apparently they need to go back through that shit. Some of these guys will come up to you instantly. What you doing here today? Going shopping? It's Walmart. Uh-huh. I need you to step out, buddy. I'm like, whoa, calm down there, big man.
I don't think that's ever happened to you.
And you step out and you're taller than them. That's the scary part because they instantly like, hold on, big fella, back up. I'm like, dude, I'm just getting out.
Come on, you get out, you fucking dick.
But I seen that at a store today. I was filling something on the shelf. I look over and I see some employees at the store. I know what's going to throw me off. Some employees at the store looking at it and say, hey, and point. And then like 2 seconds later, or maybe about 5-10 seconds later, a cop comes down the aisle like he's buying something. And I go, hey, how you doing? Good, how you? Walks off. And then like, I look over again, they're like, I thought I smelled bacon. They're already talking shit. It's like, That's your biggest problem. Don't talk shit about cops, bro. They ain't done nothing to y'all.
Like, honestly, they have, there's a target on their back, dude.
They've always had one.
There's a target on their back more than fucking, I would almost say...
criminals.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because God forbid you shoot someone doing something wrong.
Because guess what? Criminals are in disguise 24/7.
Yes, you don't know.
Me or you could be a criminal and nobody knows any different because we're fucking good at hiding shit. Because
we good at it, bro. But hey, criminal at stealing them championships.
Steal that pussy, dude.
I'm a one-woman man, dude.
Except for Hooters. Hey, what happens to Hooters?
Well, they told me to quit staring at them, but still.
They did, but that, I mean, that's what they get paid for.
Yeah. My fault you got a fucking wedgie? I got to point it out and pull it out for you? I'm just trying to help.
That's what that $5 tip on a $70 bill is for.
$10. I'm a nice guy.
That's shit.
$17.25. Hey, you're real exact, huh, buddy? What?
I like to, hey, when I leave a tip, like,
no matter, what you got, somebody?
Like, no matter what it is, like, say it's $50.27. I always make it, if I want it to be $10 tip, I always make it
50.27.
Yeah.
Or 60.27.
I always make it an even number. That way they don't have to carry around change at the end of the day.
I've done that before, and they're like, oh, wow, thanks for the change. And I said, hold up. You do realize I gave that so you get that extra dollar, dumbass. I didn't say it that mean, but I was like, it was like 18.50. And I left two quarters, and then I left a $5 bill. $5.50. So now you're trying to explain that to people sometimes.
Yeah, they don't understand.
They don't. They realize maybe their math skills are a little off. Mm-hmm. You having fun? You a big man?
No.
Big dude?
I'm making like Dallas, bro. It was fun.
Yeah, it was all right. We had a good breakfast, though. It was a nice... we'll throw a plug out to Bay's 34th Street Diner.
Bay 34th Street Diner.
That was nice.
It was good.
I had a big old chicken fried steak, two eggs. The bacon I didn't really like. It was a little too chewy.
It wasn't crispy.
Yeah, I like it like almost. I'd rather have it burnt as long as it's crispy. But when it's chewy like that, it's hard to eat.
I don't like it. I don't want it burnt.
I'm just making an example. Jeez, for me, dude. Hey, burnt bacon's still bacon, brother. Right? Like pizza's bad pizza's still pizza. Bad pussy's still pussy. Isn't that what we're saying?
You said it, yeah, yeah. Put
another
pussy is like pizza, right?
You want to eat it
when pizza's bad.
It's sardines.
It's pretty good. Hold on, when pizza's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's still pretty good.
It's pretty good though.
See, what, I've only had one girl that I didn't come with. Just one.
Hold on, what's that now?
Wasn't good.
Oh, you mean went somewhere with?
No, I didn't. One girl that couldn't make me come, I was pissed.
Did you punch her?
Nah.
Did you choke her? Sometimes that helps. Make her cry, you'll start coming.
I think she's a man, though.
Now or was then?
Then. Maybe that's why.
You mean hit pause? Because sometimes.
No, I'm fucking with you.
Did you talk about something?
Nah, she's just, I don't know, man. It was a weird situation.
What was her name?
I was drunk. I was drunk, too, by the way. So
maybe. That's probably why.
Yeah. That was the one. I've had two one-night stands, and that was one of them.
Is that the jalapeno seed one?
That wasn't the one-night stand. I dated that girl.
Oh, never mind. Talk about her then.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. Next topic.
He tried anal Stephen and ended Avery. Up with a fucking... Stephen Avery. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Stephen Avery, he's got some new evidence in his favor, it looks like.
Got a new witness, supposedly.
You know, I always said he... Just the way they showed him getting his nephew that was interviewed, you could tell he didn't know what he was talking about. They were coaching him.
He wanted to go watch wrestling.
They coached him into it. So right there knew he was probably innocent. The other guy had history with the law, so you could say maybe he might have had something to do with it. Neither one of them looked like they were guilty. I mean, you can usually tell when someone's guilty. Even Ted Bundy, you look in his eyes like, oh, that motherfucker looks crazy. But... go ahead with the evidence that you found. If you still got the article saved, it was pretty interesting.
I got pretty memorized. Okay.
Go ahead.
This newspaper delivery guy, he's supposedly just now coming out and said that he...
Let me pause there. Did you read the whole article, every bit of it?
No, did you?
Yes.
Okay, you take it in.
No.
You take it.
Like you said, the paper guy came through one morning, saw one of the...
What's odd is, though, he's only coming out now and saying...
No, let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Nephew, what's his name, Brandon?
Brandon.
His brother.
Bobby, yeah.
Which testified during the trial that he did see him with that lady. Well, supposedly the paper man saw him there. With somebody older. He couldn't say for sure who it was. It was an older guy in his 50s or 60s.
Taller.
About 6 feet tall, wearing a puffy jacket.
So obviously it wasn't Stephen Avery. No. He's short and fat.
Yeah, short. Really? But supposedly, and there's record of it, he told the police officers.
Oh.
He did tell them, that it's on record, that, hey, this is what I saw. And the cop said, don't worry about it. We know who did it.
Oh.
Yes. So he did have a statement about
suppressing evidence.
That the guy came up to when he turned around to leave the premises, that the younger nephew or the other nephew came in front of the car and said, hey, paper guy, and he had to swerve to get around him because he was trying to make him
stop. You gotta get out of here.
Yeah. So I believe that. I always want to say he was innocent, but whether he was or not.
He didn't talk about what he saw him doing.
He saw him moving the RAV4.
Pushing it
into the junkyard of Stephen Avery and all them.
Yep.
The Avery. I've heard people say, oh, man, he's guilty. That whole town can't stand him. I was like, that right there tells you that's a bias. Yeah, I'm sure when they were younger, because there is evidence when he was younger, they were acting like assholes. They never did anything that fucking violent, even when he was arrested for doing something to that woman, and it comes out, it was somebody else.
You know what's messed up is he's acting the same way. He hadn't changed since when he got falsely convicted for that crime.
Mm-hmm.
He's acting the same exact way.
Well, the biggest problem was...
When they came out and they actually found somebody that actually did it, who confessed to it, and his DNA matched. Remember?
Well, what the biggest thing was, he was suing them. That... He shouldn't have tried to sue him. He had every right to. He shouldn't have tried to sue him for so much. I think that just fucking... They were trying to find a way to get him in trouble. Whether, oh, yeah, he killed that woman and they have evidence to show that he didn't. No, he did it. We know he did. No, you just didn't like him. He was trying to sue you for, like... I think he wanted to sue him for, like, $20 million. They ended up getting, like, $300,000 or $400,000.
And they used every bit of that for fucking defense.
Yes, and maybe a year went by after he'd gotten the money. They were already like, oh, look what happened. He should have just said, fuck it, and got it. They should have got out of that town and never looked back.
But, you know, there's a bunch of hillbillies, man.
I know. They should have gotten their money, sold that land and everything, and said, hey, guys, we got to go. We can take all the cars and everything, move to a different county or somewhere, and do the exact same thing, buy the land with that money. Because they were fucked from getting Jump Street on that one. You should never stay. When people already don't like you, I'd move. It's just, you're never going to win them over. Unless you happen to win the lottery and give back to the community in a large way, even then, you're still fucked. He was fucked from get-go. You just tell by the way he says it, he's innocent of that. There's no way he did it. He didn't. He wouldn't. If he did, you would have caught him right away because he wouldn't have been able to get away with it.
And there's no way that fucking Brandon Dassey did anything either.
No, he's too slow.
He can't. Yeah, he can't put.
He's advanced a little bit more, but I think he was just behind.
Without any physical evidence that he left behind or on him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And the fact that they went back like 3 or 4 times to look for evidence, and then on the last time they miraculously find a key in the spot they went over 4 or 5 times. This is dumb. That right there, the judge should have said, no, we're throwing this out. Y'all cleared the body of this shit.
Because obviously, check this out. If they supposedly burned her body, why didn't they burn the fucking key?
Yes.
Why didn't they burn every fucking
thing? And the fact that they said it takes the heat that would actually get rid of a body the way they were. The body was somewhere else and somebody stashed this shit here to plant evidence. Plain and simple. And it's clear it had to have been his other family member. Because that guy did look like... He looked like Jared from Subway. He's like a psycho.
Then on Bobby Dassey's computer, there's all kinds of porn they found.
Yeah, it was like...
Crazy.
Yeah, and searches on the computer about like weird shit.
Yeah.
It's going to come to light. He's either going to confess and kill himself, or they're going to finally catch him. Because his lawyer, like, is that woman, I can't remember her fucking name. But,
I follow her on Twitter. That's
yeah, I got to follow her again. I had it on my old Twitter. And
that's how I found her. I found out about this, because she's the one posting about it. Something Zellner?
Yeah, she's a bulldog, boy. She'll get after it and find that shit.
So, her name's Zellner. Catherine?
If he's innocent, which I think he is... Then hopefully they'll get them.
Kathleen's on. Okay.
They'll get them out soon and fucking sue the shit out of that state again for fucking them over. And then I'd be like, fuck it, I got to get out of here because this is some bullshit. You know, get fucking arrested for something you didn't do. There should be some kind of lie detector now that is just spot on. Oh no, he's innocent. Instantly scan him and say he's innocent. You go through and scan everybody and find out who did it and just fucking arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the only reason to have a chip on somebody is like, if you're innocent and you ain't got to worry about it, I could give two shits. I don't plan on doing something, and if I ever did, you'd cut the chip out, but I guess you put it on somebody and they don't know about it. Find their whereabouts every time. Well, this is the people that were around this person, blah, blah, blah. It has like a tracking spot that'll trigger. Hey, if you're around, like I'm around you, my chip would ping off of yours. That way, if you end up dead, like, well, he was around him at this time. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be something I could go for safety of everybody.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't have anything to worry about. I have kids. I like to have a safety something on them. God forbid somebody kidnaps them. There's a GPS that tells me exactly where they're at.
That's the thing, though. Criminals will know that shit and they'll cut it out of their arm.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be done secret. That's probably what these vaccines are for. I'm not getting one.
Speaking of, I'm not getting one. I never get the flu back.
I'm not getting one. There's that Johnson & Johnson one. Supposedly people are... one person's dead and like six or seven others were seriously injured. Ill, and it's just affecting them, and blood clots and all kinds of shit. I'm like, meh. That's like with anything new. You want to wait at least a year or so. They rushed that shit. I'm sure they'll blame it on Trump for that. Like, well, they should have rushed it. And I'm like, y'all were all for it. Get a vaccine, and suddenly now you don't want it again. It's like, well, yeah, this shit wasn't done right. You motherfuckers. Fucking sorry ass Biden and Harris. She's in there remodeling the fucking mansion that the vice president get. I don't understand why the American people have to pay for you to renovate something. The mansion should be what they are and just enjoy it. We should not have to pay to fucking upgrade your fucking mansion that you get to live in for free for 4 years. No. American people gave you a house to live in.
Is that coming out of taxpayer
money? Yes. For them to remodel. Every year, a new president comes in, he remodels this and she remodels that. No, it needs to be exact same. The only thing that should be remodeled, hey, this carpet's old, we'll replace it. It's fucking stupid. People have to pay for that shit.
Yeah, sure, they can do it. That's fine. The thing about it is, though.
It should come out of their money.
Yeah, they get like $400,000, $500,000 a year.
The president gets $480,000 a year or something
like that? It was like $400,000 whenever Bush was there, last time I looked it up, but...
Yeah, and then the vice is like three something.
Anyways, that's money they get. And they don't have to pay any bills, dude, while they're there. They have to pay for food.
That'd be the best. I'd put that shit in a savings account.
I'm saying, if you want to change something about the White House without changing the structural integrity...
Take the paycheck away.
Take it out of the paycheck. If you want to change something, remodel something, that's your money, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out of our fucking...
Or do a GoFundMe.
That's bullshit.
Because, bitch, we are funding you. You know, all of them. Fucking bullshit. Anyways, I'm out of steam on that shit, dude. I think we need to call it a day.
Hey, dude, bump our gooses, buddy. Bump our gooses.
Hey, we're the champions. And so are you for listening.
Some of y'all.
Yeah, gaspodcast.com.
Some of y'all go fuck yourself.
But, hey, we'll see you next week. Hey, we weren't lying, motherfuckers. Every week, brother. Every fucking week. But we'll talk to y'all later. Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, we're here.
Later.